Simin Yurches Halacha Beis. Kamshmegia Latilos Lakel Elyon. When you reach Tehilos Lakel Elyon, Yam of Yachan Esatum of the Tefillah Shemana Esrei, you should stand and prepare yourself for Shemana Esrei. V'yasar Kichoy V'niyoy V'chodavah Mababo As Machshavtoy. You should rid yourself of phlegm and saliva and anything that may distract your thoughts from davening. V'yel Sholosh B'siyos L'acharov. You should take 3 steps backwards. V'yamar Tehilos Lakel Elyon Ad Gal Yisrael. You say Tehilos Lel Lakel Elyon Til Gal Yisrael. Then you take 3 steps forwards in a manner of a person approaching a king. You should not make any interruption between Gal Yisrael and Shemana Esrei, even for Kadosh Kedusha and Baruch Hu. Because you have to be Saimech Geula to Tefillah. You should try to conclude the bracha of Gol Yisrael simultaneously with the Shliach Tzibar, because if you finish it first and then the Shliach Tzibar does, there's a suffix whether you answer Amen on the bracha of Shliach Tzibar or not. But if you finish the bracha at the same time, Vade in etzarach lanas amen, you for sure do not have to answer amen. They in amen al brachas atzma, because you do not answer a bracha on your, you do not answer amen on your own bracha, which we learned earlier on in Simin Vav. V'mar by mar kevin shein al bracha shofnei Shemana Esrei mesayemetz b'gal Yisrael. Since the bracha before Shemana Esrei does not end Gal Yisrael, mutter l'hafzik k'may b'shar makom ben perak l'perak, you can be mafzik like someplace else, that's parak or parak. Kedem Shemana Esrei before Shemana Esrei. Aymer pasuk, you say the pasuk Hashem Svasai Tiftach, the Hashem should open my lips. Ve'ena hefsiki hu shayach l'tfila, it's not considered a hefsik, but because it's part of tfila. Al pasuk kishem Hashem ekra, but the pasuk of kishem Hashem ekra, which you say by mincha, kiyem b'musav v'mincha yam, you say by musav and mincha, kedem Hashem Svasai Tiftach, before you say Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Halacha Gimel. Haspal Tzarech Shiedos Shashchina Kenegdo. When you're davening, you should be mindful that Hashem is before you. K'mo Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Shifchi Kamayim Libech Nechach Pnei Hashem. Pour out your heart like water before Hashem. V'yoser Kol Machshavos Hatardos Oisai Atcha Tishar Machshavtoi V'Kavanosoi Zaka B'Tfilosoi. You should arouse your concentration and get rid of any disturbing thoughts so that your thoughts and concentration are towards Hashem. You should consider that you're speaking in front of a king of Basar Adam, a mortal king. And you should organize your words and concentrate them that you shouldn't make any mistakes. Certainly, before Hashem, who's the king of kings, you should concentrate your thoughts before him. Because the thoughts are the same as saying words, and if you have different thoughts, then it's as if you're saying them to Hashem. And he scrutinizes, Hashem scrutinizes all your thoughts. Before davening, you should consider that Hashem and the insignificance of man, yasar kol tanugi adam eliboy, and banish the thoughts of all humanistic pleasures from your heart. Halacha dalet hamispalo. When davening, tzarech shicham beliboy perish emil shumaytzi besvasav. You should concentrate on the meaning of the words that you say from your lips. Shanemar says in the pasuk, tachin libam takshiv aznecha. Guard their heart. Let your ears be attentive. Kvar ukukar nit. Many Siddurim are published with translations, enabling everyone to learn and understand the meaning of tefillah. If you are unable to concentrate on the translation of the words, you should think about matters that humble the heart, and you should direct your thoughts towards Avinu Shebeshamayim. V'im tavid loy machshava zar b'secha tefillah. if an outside thought, a profane thought, enters your mind during tefillah, yishtaik v'yantem asher yisbatal hamachshava, you should wait and be silent until the thought goes away.